You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
You might have seen this past Friday how some roads in parts of the UK were brought to a complete standstill by thousands of school children who were protesting against climate change. Youngsters in 60 towns and cities skipped lessons calling for urgent action. In London, some mounted traffic lights and statues around Parliament. Others took over an open-top tourist bus. We didn't have the same drama in Ennis, but we did have one of these demonstrations courtesy of one young woman who's passionate about the environment and the future of our planet. Originally from England, Eleanor Dagnall Wise, is a fifth year student at Cloisterweire. And as I say, this past Friday, she took part in a demonstration which saw her stand at the height in the centre of Ennis, holding a sign that read "School Strike for Climate Action." While on her own, she told me of how she was part of this much wider international movement.
So basically, this movement was started by a girl in Sweden called Greta Thunberg, I think it's. And it's become an international movement. So basically, we're trying to raise awareness around the issue of climate change and showing our strength of feeling by actually leaving school during school hours.
Why do they call that Dawson?
Well, we want, I suppose, a more serious name for it to show that we are doing this in a kind of professional manner. And it's not because we want to miss class, it's actually because we have a proper reason. We care about what decisions are being made for our future.
So when did you decide to do this? I heard you saying to somebody just as I was walking, it was a fairly last minute thing.
It was actually only yesterday when I realised that I should be coming out, because I was seeing all these things online of people all around the world actually going out, and
you wanted to bring it to Ennis, basically.
Yeah, and basically I realised that I could be doing this too. It was possible. I just had to go in tomorrow and leave.
So maybe that explains why you're on your own. I'm not going to, we're not laughing at you or anything like that. It's just I'm actually admiring the fact that you're here and you've got the sign and you're standing up and making a point. How did it go down in school though today when you told them, actually, Miss, I'm not going to be here after lunch?
It actually wasn't too, I thought I was going to, it was going to be a lot more of a struggle. It wasn't too difficult to get out. And a lot of girls my age are actually missing class for what I would consider a lot less important reasons. They're missing a lot of yesterday. A lot of people went to the Post Malone concert in Dublin, missed a whole day of school for that. Tonight, people are taking half days to the disco in Ennis. So I really think that taking half a day off school is for protesting about climate change and trying to affect change in the future is a lot more of an important reason to miss some school.
Why is this such an important issue for you?
Well, for me personally, the people in power right now are not going to have to deal with this issue as much as me and my generation will in the future. And so we don't want to be disregarded just because we're young, we don't have a vote, we don't have a say in this democracy. We want our voices to be heard and we want our futures to be free of climate disasters.
Can we avert that though? I mean, we need to, I fully agree with you, and I think most people will. Mm-hmm. But where are we falling short in trying to avoid that, dare I say, apocalyptic scenario?
So we're focusing on a lot of small issues. I know there's a lot about Brexit right now, and we're not really focusing on overarching issues that really will affect my generation. So we just need to bring more focus to climate change. And
So bring more focus. That's what you're trying to do today. What sort of a response have you gotten? Have many people been speaking with you today?
I've had a few people come up and say that they support me and what I'm doing and they're proud of me. And surprisingly, a lot of people of older generations have been coming up, people in their 70s, 80s, coming up and saying that they support me and what I'm doing. And people with young children coming up and saying that they're glad that I'm doing this and showing And I was surprised about all these people that are coming up and are saying that they actually agree with me and they're proud of what I'm doing and I'm standing up for what I believe in.
What do your classmates make of it? I mean, I'm not judging them or you, but the fact that you're the only one here, but are they engaged in this issue as well?
So when I mentioned that I was thinking of going on strike, everyone just treated it as a joke. I mean, I think I would too if someone said that to me. So that's probably why a lot of them didn't come out today. But I hope that this shows them that it is possible and it kind of creates a movement, and so maybe a few weeks in the future, another Friday, you might see more of us out here.
Eleanor Dagnall, Wise student at Colossus, we're a fifth year student, speaking with me at the Hythe in the town this past Friday.
You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.